Welcome to the Easter Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Easter Sunday, April 22nd, 1984. We trust the Lord will certainly bless our service as we worship together. We thank God for all those who are going to participate in this service today. May the Lord's will be done. God bless each one of you as you worship with us by means of this tape. We love you.
And let's stand and sing all three verses of He Lives, 254.
Standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we're thankful today for a living Savior, one who ever liveth to make intercession for us. And Father, may this day be a day of rejoicing in heaven, as well as here on this earth, as we see men and women, boys and girls, come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior and Lord. We thank Thee for the resurrection of Jesus from that tomb almost 2,000 years ago, and we thank Thee that He lives today in our hearts in the person of the Holy Spirit. And Father, may this day be a wonderful day as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. We know we do this every Sunday. We celebrate His resurrection every first day of the week, and we're thankful for His resurrection today. We pray Your blessing upon each one who is here this morning, Lord. And may truly this be a time of uplift and blessing, as well as a time of conviction in hearts who need convicting. We just thank Thee for all You're going to do already. In Jesus' Your name we pray. Amen. This time our youth choir is going to be presenting five or six songs for us. And I asked them to sing one that we did not print in the bulletin, which is one they sang a few Sundays ago, Get All Excited. And this time the youth choir will come to sing for us.
It's springtime again, a new beginning. Everything seems to just come alive. Have you ever stopped to think what Easter means? Sure, you think of rabbits, little baby chicks, and tiny ducks, even buying an Easter bonnet or dress. But wait a minute now. The true meaning of Easter is just a bit different. The true story of Easter is found in your Bible, and we hope by this short program we can lay on your hearts and mind the real story of Easter.
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me.
Where are you, Peter? Where have you run? Where are you, Peter?
and took Nahum and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and priest's house and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, "This man was also with him." And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." And after a little while, another saw him and said, "Thou art also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow was also with him, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, and he said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Now the next day that followed, the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, 'While he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again.' Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest the disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' So the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as ye can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Sabbath, as it began to draw toward the first night of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said to the woman, Fear not ye, for I know you seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with great fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by his feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto him, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that you go into Galilee, and there they shall see me.
Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ear, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And when Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
How important the true Easter story is, the resurrection of Christ. If you haven't made your decision to accept Christ as your personal Savior, what better time to open up your heart and have Him enter your life and have your own special Easter in your soul.
We do appreciate each of these songs and the message that's in each one of them. Brother Tom's going to come and lead us in page 76 as we stand and sing the first and last stanzas of The light of the world is Jesus. And certainly He is. He is the light. As we stand to sing. Certainly today on this Easter Sunday, we can say again and again, and never grows old, Jesus is alive. He is risen. The angel said, He is not here. Come see the place where the Lord lay. In the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul started out by giving us what the gospel is. It's the death that Jesus died and was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And then he went into some of the things that would happen if Jesus had not risen again. Our preaching's vain. We're yet in our sins. Those who've died in the Lord are perished if there be no resurrection of the dead. But I love 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 20. We'll read this before we have a word of prayer together. It says, But now is Christ Jesus risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. I praise the Lord today for the reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And thereby His resurrection, we will also be resurrected someday. If we die in the Lord, we'll be in the first resurrection. In the rapture of the church. I'm grateful today for the fact that He is alive. I visited in a home yesterday morning, of one of our homebound Bible class students who went to be with the Lord yesterday morning at 7 o'clock at the Central Baptist Hospital in Lexington. The second person's name in their bulletin, Martha Rader, is in heaven today. So we want to pray for that family, especially during the time of the funeral and so forth. That God's perfect will be done in everything that's done there, that these loved ones may see their need of Christ. Also, Mrs. Frost is not here today. She called me last night, and her sister, Sadie, who lives in the high-rise in town, is feeling pretty bad at this time. Also, Brother Parsons, a brother, died. That's the reason they're not here today. They're in Virginia, I believe. Let's be praying for these families and others listed here in the bulletin. I know the Lord certainly is able to meet every one of our needs today as we would look up. Our Father, we thank Thee and praise Thee so much for this beautiful day You've given us, even though it's raining. Lord, we know it's still a beautiful day. Because many people, Lord, last night did not live to see this day. And we thank Thee, Father, for the young people who have been singing for us this morning. We thank Thee for that first song, that this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we're grateful for this day, and that it spells a full salvation. Jesus did die, He was buried, but we're thankful, Father, that He arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Help us today, Lord, to examine our own hearts and see how we stand with Thee. We're grateful for all You're going to do already. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, every Lord's Day, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. First day of the week. The first day of the week signifies a finished redemption. Jesus is alive. And the Bible says He ever liveth. And someday He is coming back again. We don't know when that day is going to be. Jesus does not know, but the Father only knows when the rapture of the church is going to take place. It could happen today. We know it's going to happen. And so we need to be ready for Jesus to come back. It's a wonderful reality today that Jesus got up out of that tomb. Joseph of Arimathea begged the body of Jesus, and they gave this man the body of Jesus. But he only stayed in that tomb for a short time and arose again. What a tragedy it would have been if we did not have a living Savior this morning. One who is ascended back to heaven and is soon to come again. There are three things that the angel said to these women that we want to look at. The youth choir has read these verses here in Matthew 28. And the three things that we're going to look at today will be the three points of our message today. One of our key verses is going to be a verse that I memorized a few years ago when I was going to Bob Jones University. This was our theme verse in a group I was in there on campus. Philippians 3:10. Paul said this. He said, "That I may know Him." That's only part of that verse. "That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death." It starts out with resurrection, suffering, and death. Paul said, "I want to know Him." That's one of our key verses this morning. And another one is found in the last part of verse 5 of Luke 24. Luke 24, verse 5, the last part says, "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" That tells me something right there, that Jesus was living. Why seek ye the living among the dead? They were at the cemetery. But Jesus was not dead any longer. He was alive. And I'm grateful today that He does live. Fanny Crosby wrote a song. I believe that illustrates what every believer's heart is longing for, and that is to see the Savior. She said this, "Through the gates to the city, in a robe of spotless white, He will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of the ages I shall mingle with delight, but I long to meet my Savior first of all." I long to meet my Savior first of all, Fanny Crosby said. And she is with her Lord today, been there a long time. A blind lady who now can see. And someday Fanny Crosby is going to get a brand new body along with all of us who know the Lord. We all are going to get a brand new body. William Dyke was a rich Englishman. He had been blind since early childhood. And he fell in love with one of England's most beautiful ladies. And before their wedding, he had surgery on his eyes. And the doctors were going to take the bandages off at the wedding. And as the bandages, one by one, were taken off of William Dyke's eyes, the last bandage came off, and the first sight he beheld was his bride walking down the aisle on the arm of her dad. And as their eyes met, William Dyke said to his wife-to-be, in wonder and joy, at last, 1 Corinthians 13 says, now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. 1 John 3:2 says that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. I wonder today, do you know Him? Paul said, I want to know Him. I don't want to know just about Him. I want to know Him. To know Him. And the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Jesus is alive. The first message by this angel to the ladies was, fear not. Fear not. You know what? These are two words that the Lord said to many people. The angel did. An angel said these same two words to Zacharias before John the Baptist was conceived in Elizabeth's womb. They were said to Mary before Jesus was born. They were said to Joseph in a dream while he thought about putting Mary away. These same two words were said to the shepherds out on the hillside. And here at Jesus' resurrection, these same two words are said to some dear ladies who came to the sepulcher, to the tomb of Jesus. They loved Jesus. And so they were coming there to anoint a dead body. And they had a problem. Who shall roll us away the stone? We've already heard the youth choir read from Matthew 28. It says, an angel descended from heaven and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Fear not. You know, we have a lot that we could be afraid about. But Psalm 56:3 says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. Be not afraid. Jesus said that to some disciples out on the Sea of Galilee one night during a storm. Be not afraid. Fear not. I was over at my mom's Tuesday night, and she would be for me to call my sister that's in the hospital up there. And my sister and my mom talked for a while. I guess both of them were crying, one in the hospital in Ohio and my mom over there at her house. But I told my mother, 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon Him because He careth for you. Fear not. That's the first message by the angel to these ladies. Don't be afraid. The angel said in Matthew 28:5, I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's risen. He's not here. Fear not. I trust every soul gathered here this morning is a Christian. A Christian who's walking in fellowship with the Lord. Today on this Easter Sunday, you can come to know the Lord as your own personal Savior and Lord. You can know Him. You can know the power of His resurrection. You can even know the fellowship of His sufferings. And being made conformed unto His death. When Jesus died there on that cross between two thieves, as it were, you and I died with Him because our sins were placed on Him. When He was buried in that tomb, you and I were buried with Him. We arose again the third day with Him. He ever liveth. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of Him who loved me and gave Himself for me. Fear not. Don't be afraid. And then the angel said, come see. Come see. Whether you ever get to the Holy Land, to go in the empty tomb, to see that it's empty, by faith on this Easter Sunday morning, you can place your faith in this risen Lord. You can see by faith. Come see. Here almost 2,000 years later, we have to believe without seeing. We have to believe without seeing. Some of the people at the cross of Jesus said, come down from the cross that we may see and believe. I don't know if they would have believed had Jesus come off that cross. They said He saved others. Himself He cannot save. Did you know what? Jesus could not have saved Himself. He could not have bypassed the cross and saved us in the process. He was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Come and see the place where the Lord lies. If you've never met Jesus, what a wonderful time it'd be to put your faith and trust in the Lord. One of Jesus' disciples is known as the one who doubted. We call him Doubting Thomas, but did you know what? Some of us, we're not very careful. We're going to doubt. We're going to say with Thomas, except I shall see, I won't believe. I need to touch the nail prints in the hands of Jesus. Except I shall see, I won't believe. The next Lord's Day rolled around, 8 days later, and Thomas was with the disciples in the upper room, and Jesus appeared in the midst. And Jesus said to Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. You may be one of those that Jesus was talking about right here in this service this morning. Blessed are those who have not seen with these eyes, but yet you believe. I praise the Lord today for the resurrection. I'd say to you, come and see the place where the Lord lay. You could be resurrected today from a dead state of sin to a new hope in Jesus on this Easter Sunday. In today's devotional, in the Daily Bread, it told about some things that we'd like to mention this morning. Paul said in one of our key verses that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. There was a conductor of a course one time. They were singing and practicing the Handel's Messiah. And there was a soprano soloist got up to sing, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And she did a wonderful job. But you know what the conductor said to her when she got finished? This was out of practice. My daughter, you do not really know that your Redeemer lives, do you? And she was embarrassed. And she said, why, yes, I think I do. And the conductor said, then sing it. Sing it like you mean it. Tell it to me so that I'll know that you have experienced the joy and power of it. And he motioned for the orchestra to begin, and that she sang that same song the second time in this practice. And at the end of her second rendition of this song, the conductor said with tears in his eyes, you do know, for this time you have told me, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Do you know that Jesus lives? The first song that we sang this morning, I serve a risen Savior. He is in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. He lives within my heart. The third message by the angel to these ladies was, go tell. Go tell. Fear not. Come see. Go tell. If we believe that Jesus is alive today, we need to tell someone about it. We have the best news going right now. That Jesus is alive. On this Sunday morning, they're having an atheist convention in Lexington, as most of you all know. This lady's son spoke at Broadway Baptist Church Friday night, where Brother Hogue Hawkinsmith is pastor. He's trying to undo all that his mother is trying to do. Friends, we serve a risen Savior. There is a wonderful God, our Father in heaven, who loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is living. Go tell. Jesus healed a man one time. And he said to him, this fellow, first of all, wanted to go with Jesus. And Jesus said to this man, go and tell. Go home to thy friends and tell what great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. The angel said to these ladies, go and tell. All four Gospels tell about the death of Jesus, His burial, His resurrection. But you know, the book of Mark that we've been studying in Sunday school, today was the last lesson in the book of Mark. I like the way that Mark says it here. In Mark 16, it says, go your way, tell His disciples and Peter that He goeth before you into Galilee. Who was it that denied Jesus three times? Peter. Who was it that went out and wept bitterly? Peter. Who was it that was going to have Jesus say to him, Simon Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Peter. In the 21st chapter of John, Peter was out on the Sea of Galilee fishing. After 3.5 years with Jesus, he's gone back to his old trade. And Jesus there is on the shore, had breakfast ready. Here in the last chapter of Mark, the angel says, go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee.